Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It is time for our NFL picks. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer with me. I've got Brad in studio and Ben at secret location this morning. Good morning, guys.
Yes, I'm off site currently looking for the Oakland Raiders offense.
Good luck.
So last week, you two both 3-0. I went to 1-2. And
George Kittle drops an 80-yard touchdown pass. That record is very different.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll go ahead and pick the Raiders game and the Niners game. Raiders are at Broncos this weekend.
Yeah.
Ben, you want to go with the Raiders and Broncos first?
Yeah, let's do that. You know, here you go. The Raiders go to Mile High after a first half looked great. Second half, it's a tale of two teams. Who's going to show up in Mile High this week? I wonder, the addition of Martavius Bryant, is that going to be good enough to propose a deep threat? Looking at some of the replays and some of the plays from last week, you know, Cooper was open, but that the pass rush from the Rams was just too great. And I feel like they're going to face the same beast with the Broncos. And, you know, Miller and Chubb together are going to rush like crazy. However, I think the Raiders are going to stand off. The O-line did a great job holding superb defense guys back. And I think the Rams are a little bit better than the Broncos. So I think you're going to have a little more time to throw down field. So you're going to see a little more vertical pass. The question mark is going to be Marshawn Lynch. And now also announced yesterday was Justin Ellis, defensive lineman. So question marks there, but ultimately I think the Raiders are going to come away with it. There's no way Gruden's going to go into this season going 0-2. I think that'd be a really bad look, and he's going to throw everything he can at this to make it happen. And I think the players are starting to gel a little bit, and I think it's going to be a close game, but Raiders are going to come out ahead.
Wow. All right.
Not so fast. I think the first drive in that game against the Rams was awesome. You saw the coaching acumen of John Gruden. Unfortunately, he just doesn't have the talent or the speed on that team to really hold up against a team like the Rams. Unfortunately, I also think in Mile High, or whatever they're calling that stadium now, unfortunately, I think that's going to hold true. Also, Denver looked really good against Seattle last week. That offense rolled, and the Raiders did nothing defensively to make me think that Case Keenum can't roll up 340 yards again. They ran the ball. They had good balance against Seattle. And I just don't think that, you know, if they ran out of gas halfway through a game against the Rams at home, they're going to run out of gas halfway through the game in altitude. They just don't have the speed. I know they brought Martavis Bryant back, but how many dimensions can he have in the playbook at this point? They cut him because he couldn't learn it to begin with. And I think, the Broncos show that they can run the ball with relative ease against a decent Seattle front. And the Raiders front is not nearly as good. I don't see it. I don't think they're getting blown out, but a touchdown, Denver winning by a touchdown here makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos, too, mostly because on the road and the defense, it's the same scenario as it was against the Rams. Pass rush, will they get to the quarterback? Will Derek Carr freak out again? And will he not be able to breathe because of the oxygen level? So I'm going to go Broncos on that one as well. All right, Lions at 49ers. The Lions looked horrific on Monday night. But Brad, what do you think?
You know, as a Niner fan, you think, you know, they left probably three touchdowns on the field in Minnesota last week, legitimately through turnovers and just, you know, boneheaded plays. So to be down 8 with 4 minutes left in the game against a real Super Bowl contender on the road in week one, actually, despite all of the execution problems that they had, actually felt pretty good.
Yep.
From a Niner fan's perspective. And then I turned around and I watched Detroit on Monday night and thought, boy, the 49er offense is about to get right. Problem is Matt Stafford's a good quarterback, and he's had a relatively good success with Jim Bob Cooter. It seemed pretty vanilla against the Jets. I think part of that is just because the pick six and then the two big punt returns. Kyle Shanahan kind of said it became the 4 minute drill for the entire second half of that game.
Right.
And that makes you pretty predictable. I don't see Stafford turning around having the same performance. But after watching that Lions defense, I don't see any reason why the Niners can't move the football with or without Marquise Goodwin. And at the moment, it doesn't look like he's going to play.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to have good success. And I think, Detroit can't show that they can run the ball. So I think the Niners are going to be able to put a couple extra men in the defensive backfield, and they'll be able to stack up against Detroit's pretty good wide receivers. I think it'll be a close game, but I think the Niners win.
All right. Ben, Niners or Lions?
Well, I'm telling you right now, seeing what the Niners did last week against a, as Brad mentioned, a Super Bowl caliber team in Minnesota, you know, you see that they dealt with the injuries very well. They have a great depth to their roster. And even though Goodwin's out, I think their other guys are going to step up. They have that, you know, the next man in line mindset. And I tell you right now, I don't think it's even going to be close. I think it's going to be a boat race, and they're going to run away with it. I think Patricia's in over his head, and I just don't think that that team is going to be good for a while. And they just I know Stafford's a great quarterback, but also, too, he can't keep taking shots like he has been.
No doubt.
And his body's going to break down. So I think that it's going to be an issue. The Niners defense is going to get to him early, so I'm going Niners all the way.
All the Lions have to do is do let the Niners get into the red zone, because then they won't have a chance to score. If they can keep them in the red zone the entire game, they might have a chance. But no, to me, the Lions coaching staff look ridiculous. They look silly. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but the Niners are going to win, no doubt.
Richard Sherman is licking his chops right now.
Yeah, seriously.
He's licking his chops.
All right, we'll do our wild card picks next.